Amy is our only child. She's bright, she's beautiful, she's kind. She really is amazing, Amy. We just want her back.
Child is not a hobby.
Not a hobby. An inspiration. It's not even close.
If anyone out there has any information, please come forward. Thank you.
We're going to be parents.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of Action Frame. Now get to your positions. Lighting? Ready! Camera?
Yes.
Clearance?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
It's time for Action Frames again. Miss you all so much.
As always, our interesting program is ready for you.
I have to say that Furious 7 is sure the most shining star among the movies in theaters this month. It raced ahead of competition last weekend with $60 million in its second weekend at the North America box office. The film was a 59% drop from a debut weekend. Furious 7 is running an extremely impressive 48% ahead of the $171 million 10-day growth of 2013, Fast and Furious 6.
Extension of the Fast and Furious franchise now has amassed $242.5 million in tickets in United States and Canada, according to box office tracking from RainTrack. It has grossed a massive $800.5 million worldwide since release, including $68.6 million opening day ticket in China.
However, there are still some amazing movies coming to the screen in April that definitely worth your attention.
One particular superb to watch is The Age of a Darling. This epic romance movie has been released in USA since yesterday, April 24, 2015. It tells a story about a young woman born at the turn of the 20th century, is rendered idiot after an accident. After years of solitary life, she meets a man who might be worth losing her immortality for.
Although the theme of this movie seems to be a bit old and normal, even platitude, Blake Lively's stunning beauty, presented by the ageless woman character she plays, is, to be honest, too tempting to describe. Why not watch it in a lecture afternoon and appreciate her beauty as always, even after giving birth to a child?
Another recent releasing movie capturing lots of attention in China is adapted from a popular online novel, Silent Separation. TV shows based on the same book has already shown on TV. What will this version bring us? Let's find out in the theater on May 1st.
Enjoy your life buried in theaters and enjoy the next section in Action Frames. This is Becky.
I'm Trista. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a long week's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi guys, welcome to Storyboard. This is Fino.
And this is Charles here for you. Today we're going to talk about the latest film of David Fincher, Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is a film about a murder case and all the doubts and resentment aroused between couples during the journey of marriage. Amy and Nick first met at a party. The moment they bump into each other is the moment they fell in love with each other. They got married soon after the party and lived a happy life together for 5 years.
And in the morning of their 5th anniversary, the husband, Nick, went to the bar which his sister owned, complaining about all the quarrels and arguments happened between Amy and he, and the hopeless in this marriage. Returned home only to find that Amy disappeared with an empty house left behind. With the interference of police and Amy's parents, the missing case exposed to the public, and as the evidence unfolded, it seemed more and more resemble a murder case.
As all the clues in Amy's diary pointed directly at him, Nick was gradually considered as a suspect by the police. But the interesting thing was that Nick himself got absolutely no idea why all the evidence was against him.
And that's the biggest scheme in the film. Amy faked the whole murder stuff and framed it on Nick. While she was driving out of town, everything happened at the house as planned. She then hid it in a lake house owned by her old lover and watched how everything went on TV. At the end of the film, she killed her old lover brutally while they were having sex and returned home with another lie.
What astonished me a lot is that despite all the lies and crimes that Amy had committed, Nick still helped her covering everything and agreed to living with him. We all know that Amy in the film is a psychopath, but what about Nick? I thought he was going to divorce with Amy after she returned home. Nevertheless, he didn't.
Yeah, that was before Amy took out the pregnancy test kit and told him that she was pregnant. Apparently, he was convinced to leave her, but she was so crazy that she threatened him that she'd kill the man for him, which left him no choice to accept taking the interview downstairs with her.
No wonder people often say that marriage is the grave of love. If Nick hadn't cheated on Amy, if he had spent more time and energy accompanying her, things might have gone a totally different path. Nobody's born to be a psychopath. Sometimes it is the desperation life caused that forced them to transform into one.
And marriage is an interesting thing. The length of it makes people panic and start to doubt the meaning. When it becomes dull and boring, normally you can't help desiring to get out of it. And the film demonstrates us with the vivid image of how mad a person can become if she's betrayed by the person she married.
So watch out, and before you step into the grave of marriage, ask yourself whether you're ready to take the obligation in carrying and loving the one you hold hands with.
And don't become another Gone Girl.
Alright, that is all for today's storyboard. Next is Amazing Flashback.
For more information on Gone Girl, stay with us on Action Frames.
And this is Fino and Charles.
Bye!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Managing a marriage could be hard. Yet the amazing Amy showed us how weird and bizarre a marriage could go. Is it a fiction? Of course it is. Is it real? Of course it is. Tonight, we portrait you the dramatized fight between a dramatized couple.
Clip 1.
How are you doing?
Terrific.
How's Maribeth?
She's a wreck.
And you?
Awesome.
Hey, have you told me everything?
Of course.
Everything?
Why would you even ask me that?
Ever since you walked into the bar that morning, anyone missing you seem off.
I am off. Everyone's examining me and projecting their shit on me. All I want is to come over here, have a beer with you, and not be judged. Can we do that?
Of course. You know what I keep thinking?
If Mom were here.
Yeah, like I'm 12. Nick, Mom would fix it. I'm gonna go find a drill myself to sleep. Love you.
Love you.
Clip 2.
So, let's talk while we wait. Let's start over here, the scenes of the crime. You see, we've seen dozens of home invasions.
Dozens and dozens.
This area right here, it looked wrong from the second we saw it. The whole thing looks staged. Watch this. And yet, they remained upright throughout this life and death struggle.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Did you do any housekeeping the day your wife went missing?
No.
Because our guys did a luminal test, and I'm sorry to tell you, but that kitchen lit up. Amy lost a lot of blood in there, Nick. A lot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then somebody mopped it up.
Whoa, wait a second. Why would they mop up the blood if they're trying to stage a crime scene?
No blood and no body suggests kidnapping. It taught us to look at the people inside the house, which is what we're doing here, Nick.
I see.
So, how was your marriage, Nick? Because right now, all we got is Noelle.
She says not good.
Jill, what do you and your wife argue about? What pisses you off?
Oh, money. Lack thereof.
Me and my ex, it's the same. I mention that because we look at your finance, Nick. $117,000 in credit card debt.
What?
I pulled up some of the merchandise. There are these fun little splurges.
I didn't buy any of this stuff. I don't even golf.
I do. You bought great clubs.
I like the Robodog.
This is identity theft. This is a felony. We need to find out who did this.
All right, let's talk about life insurance. Because in April, you bumped up Amy's life insurance to $1.2 million.
Yes, I did. That was her idea. She wanted me to.
You signed the paperwork.
Because she told me!
Whoa.
Hold on a sec. Yeah, okay. For sure? All right, she's pregnant.
Clip 3.
Mr. Boat. Tanner Boat.
Nick Dunn. I've been sitting by the phone, my friend. I'm sorry.
Do you not believe me?
No, I believe you. It's just the craziest thing I've ever heard. I love it, but for you, it sucks. You gotta have a grudging respect for your wife at this point, right?
Are you laughing me out of the building?
No, are you kidding me? I'm in. I'm way in. You came to the right guy. This is what I do, Nick. This is why I have a $1,100 retainer. I win in winnable cases.
$100,000?
We'll figure something out. I'll give you a special on my wife's skill in the art of vengeance, right?
Okay. So, what's the plan?
It's a he said, she said.
She's telling a better story.
No, Nick. She's telling the perfect story. So we need to start today to prepare a defense. Should we need it? And if we decide to go with your version of
the truth,
then we need to realign the public's perception of Amy. Make them stop seeing her as America's sweetheart. And see her for what she is, which is my fucker of the first degree. Now there is a huge realignment. When the other voices beside yours, there has to be someone out there that she screwed with in the past.
There is a New York guy, O'Hara. Tommy O'Hara. 8 years ago, she pressed the charges against him.
That should be easy to find.
Ex-classmate. Days college. She said that he sucked her. He's in St. Louis.
You go talk to Tommy, and I drop the contract. I told you, you came to the right guy.
Apparently.
Clip 4.
Good morning.
Don't do that. I'm sorry. I need to feel safe.
You are very safe. What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Amy, I'm not Nick.
It's hard for me after so many years under someone's thumb.
I know just what that feels like.
You were never under my thumb.
My leash.
Never.
A new start. Decent clothes, hair dye, makeup, tweezers. There's a gym overlooking the lake. The sooner you look like yourself, the sooner you will feel like yourself. I'll get the groceries for tonight. We'll watch Sharon Shaver and finally move on.
I think that's something I should watch on my own.
Nonsense. I'll be back. And I'm looking forward to my reunion with Amy Elliott.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
My dearest audience, I am Vion.
And this is James presenting. Been enjoying our program?
I guess so. I mean, I will.
Come on, everyone. We will begin our action frames.
Are you drunk? This is action English.
All right, just joking. Shall we start now?
Why not?
那么接下来，请听来自《消失的爱人》的第一段原声。
Well, the Irish prince graces us with his presence.
His Majesty prefers not to be moistened.
这是在 Amy 消失的那个早晨， Nick 踏入他妹妹的酒吧时，妹妹为了揶揄他而产生的一段对话。其中 Grace somebody or somewhere with this presence 是指某人的大驾光临，是寒舍蓬荜生辉的意思。
Grace with 本身就有恩赐，是增光添彩的含义。比如我们可以造句说， The professor graced our evening party with her attendance， 教授的出席为我们的晚会增光添彩。
接下来让我们听今天的第二段原声。
你对 volleyball?
I got cut freshman year. She made varsity.
Amy 说，我在一年级就退出了，而 The Amazing Amy 则进入了大学排球代表队。Freshman 指新生、新手，同时也有大学一年级生的意思。Freshman year 自然指的也就是大学一年级了。
因此我们可以造句说， Several weeks after our son began his freshman year in Harvard, my husband and I decided to visit him. 在我们的儿子入学哈佛几周后，我和丈夫便决定去探望他。
好的，请听今天的第三段原声。
This is why I have my brownstone. Look how fun I know, I can't complain.
Your parents literally plagiarized your childhood.
No, they improved upon it, and then peddled it to the masses.
在 The Amazing Amy 的新书发布会上， Nick 听到 Amy 父母的所为，不禁说道，你的父母窃取了你的童年。而 Amy 回答道，不，他们只是对他稍加润色，然后将他贩卖给大众。
Peddle 本意指卖、兜售，也可以引申为兜售理论、散布谣言等。比如我们可以造句，The man loves to peddle gossip all over the office. 这个人就喜欢满办公室散布流言蜚语。
或者我们也可以说， I don't mean to peddle the false notion of history repeating itself. 我并不想兜售历史总是一再重演的老掉牙理论。
接下来让我们进入今天的第四段原声。
You seem pretty laid back. Type B.
女警对 Nick 说，你看起来很闲散，大概是 B 型血吧。
Laid back意在形容人的行为、作风或性格自在悠闲、从容不迫，也可以指懒散、随意的行事态度。
If you show up to the interview dressed sloppily, even if the firm is known for its laid-back atmosphere, the hiring manager may question your professionalism or the interest in the opportunity. 如果你穿得拖拖拉拉的去面试，即使这家公司是以悠闲的工作环境而出名，招聘经理也会质疑你的专业性，或质疑你对这份工作的兴趣。
所以说，假如有人形容你 laid back， 那可不一定是褒义哦。
好了，接下来让我们进入今天的最后一段原声。
Nick Dunn took my pride and my dignity and my hope and my money. He took and took from me until I no longer existed. That's murder. Let the punishment fit the crime.
Let the punishment fit the crime， 指量刑判罪，也可以指惩罚与罪行相称。在 Amy 的自白里，他认为伪装自己的谋杀是惩罚 Nick 的最好方式，因而说出这句话，颇有种把自己当成了全能上帝的意思。
因此当我们认为某人罪有应得时，便可以用到这句话了。
好了，时间不多了，我们是不是该回头复习复习今天的知识点呢？
Grace with 恩赐，使增光添彩。
Freshman year 大学一年级。
Peddle to 贩卖兜售。
Laid back形容某人自在悠闲或作风懒散。
Let the punishment fit the crime， 指量刑判罪，也可表达罪有应得的含义。
好了，以上便是今天的 Action English 的全部内容，一共五种地道的英语说法，你都记住了吗？
Well, hopefully, I am Vian.
And this is James.
Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the longest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, fellas. Welcome to today's close-up section. I'm Clement, your companion as always.
And I'm Sean.
Today, we're going to introduce you to the director of the movie Gone Girl, a talented director who is famous for many well-known movies, David Fincher.
Born in 1962 in Denver, Colorado, David was raised in Marin County, California. He took interest in painting, sculpturing, filming and recording at a young age. When he was still a boy, the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid greatly inspired him into becoming a director.
When he first started directing in 1984, he directed advertisements for large companies such as Converse and Coca-Cola. His unique angle of view helped him to step into music video directing after working for many famous artists. In 1989, he directed the music video Express Yourself and Old Father for Madonna. They cooperated three more times after that year and have become lifelong friends.
In 1992, his first movie as director, Alien 3, was born. 3 years after that, the world-famous film 7 hit the big screen. The movie tells the story of two detectives, a rookie and a veteran, hunting for a serial killer who uses the seven deadly sins as his modus operandi. Covered with melancholy hues and gloomy atmosphere, starred by Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, and Kevin Spacey, 7 was no doubt a remarkable success.
While shooting 7, once David asked Kevin whether he wanted to bowl when he played the part of Colonel Mania, Kevin agreed. As in return, David kept bonded with him together until they finished shooting.
Through his following movies, The Game, Fight Club, Panic Room, and Zodiac, David continues dark but profound style of directing. Most movies are glutted with sins, blood, and violence. But in 2008, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button was his first try in romance. This movie helped him in achieving his first Oscar directing nomination.
In 2013, he became the executive producer of the famous American TV series House of Cards and personally directed 2 episodes. David also went back to the field of music video and directed Justin Timberlake's single, Suit and Tie. In 2014, which is last year, his latest movie Gone Girl was on.
Through David Fincher's directing career, we can tell that he's often trying out new things but still remaining in abstractive convection of humanity, especially in the dark side. Investigation is sure his most specialized theme of directing.
I didn't want to go to film school. I didn't know what the point was. Everything seems really simple on paper until you take a camera out of the box. Through his work, you can see he's a director who works on instinct, and that is practice. His aesthetics of violence and sin is representative and has become his own directing symbol.
That's the end of today's close-up. I'm Clement, and beside me is Sean. Next is TikTok Talk. Stay tuned. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. You're now listening to TikTok Talk. I'm Gabriella. Clement and Chloe are also here with you. Say hi, guys.
Good evening. I'm Clement.
And this is Chloe speaking.
What happened, Clement? You sound so nervous today.
Well, I'm a little bit scared of you girls, especially since I've watched the film we're introducing today, Gone Girl. Would the girls make up some terrific lines to make the audiences feel like I'm an asshole? Or psychopaths or something, would you too?
Well, I'm not sure. But hey, Clement, have more faith in yourself. You've always been so nice. Definitely, you are not that sort of asshole or psychopath. You are just a little bit, you know, brain damaged.
Well then, thank you, yeah, for helping me know myself better.
You're welcome.
Can't expect we have gone straight to the point so quickly. Alright, let's give a brief introduction about Gone Girl, shall we?
Okay, I'll go first. This is a David Fincher film. You probably have known a lot about him from Close Up and the leading actor and actress of Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike. As for its plot, wow, that's a long story.
Long story? You sure? But I somehow think it cannot be easier. Just a story about a woman's revenge to a man unfaithful to her.
that's just too easy, I think. And not complete at all. Anyhow, their love story begins with romance, doesn't it? I still remember the way he kissed her and proposed to her. At that time, everything was just too good to be true.
And it's not, really not that true. As we all know later, Nick turned out to be that kind of dismayed playboy who has affairs with his students.
And nice Amy turned out to be a really double-dealing woman. Amy, truly amazing Amy.
Rosalind Pike did portray this character Amy Dunn perfectly, especially when she said the classic line, "That's marriage. My heart almost stopped beating.
I feel just the same." By the way, do you know she's also nominated at Academy Awards for Best Actress? Though she didn't get the Oscar statuette, I guess it must have been a great encouragement to her.
I first knew Rosamund Pike as June in Pride and Prejudice, a film adapted by Austen's novel in 2005. You know, Jane's so sweet and tender a girl. So when I saw her as Amy in Gone Girl, I just can't adjust my eyes well at the very beginning. What happened to Jane? She just changed too much. Her characteristic, her act, and even her hair color. But anyway, I find she fits this role more.
That's true. And to select a perfect actress to play this role, the director David Fincher interviewed a quantity of actors carefully, including Reese Witherspoon, Natalie Portman, and Emily Blunt.
And at last, Rosamund got the part, and Reese became the producer.
You really know a lot about the behind the screen, right? Okay, let's go back to our topic. I heard many people say this is the perfect film that singles should recommend to those who have fallen in love. How bad they are.
But you can't deny how strong the effect it has, right? Look at Clemens. He is now became a gopher.
What? I'm not. I'm just afraid one day...
Okay, we believe you're not. And don't think of our girls are all that evil again. But in there are people who don't believe in marriage anymore.
But I think that actually don't make any sense at all. Moreover, it's just a film. It can help you refresh your thoughts, but why so serious?
You're right, but I really got shocked by the way Amy took her revenge on Nick.
Oh, again. Clarence, for God's sake, can we skip this?
No, this time serious. I really want to show you how cunning Amy is. I somehow admire her keen brains. Remember the diary she wrote? She took advantage of every detail she knew about Nick to make this unreal diary look really, really real. Oh God, am I reading a tongue twister?
Go on, Clement.
And she just couldn't know better how to use or abandon a man. You must know who this man refers to.
You mean Dazzy Collins, played by Neil Patrick Harris?
Exactly. Oh, that poor man. Women can be really horrible and cruel sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, Chloe, really? I used to cling a thought that I can't live long enough to hear your agreement.
Well, I can deny.
You started in there, too. Since you speak of Neil Patrick Harris, I have to share my bad feelings when I saw him and Rosemary on one bed. That's just technically too weird.
I know what you mean, Gabriella. After all, Neil doesn't fancy girls.
Why so serious, girls? I even saw him laying on the bed with Amanda Seyfried, my goddess, in the film A Million Ways to Die in the West. Come on, he's a wonderful actor.
And a wonderful host. He's been called the resident host of all big awards, since he has hosted 2 times Emmy Awards, 4 times Tony Awards.
And this time's Academy Awards, I have to say, I fancy him on stage. You think too much, stupid girls. Why can't you just be more smart like Amy? Look at her. Look at you.
What? You really are ashamed of us two, aren't you?
Of course not. Just kidding.
Gabriella, then why not just call it a night now? See, my dear audience, Gabriella and me are willing to accompany you more. But time and Clement are just so cruel to drag us away from you.
What?
Okay, next section is Grammarville. I'm Gabriella.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm poor Clement.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
Je te veux toi avec tes faux et tes problèmes de fabrication. Je te veux toi, je suis pas en faux, pas de contrefaçon.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dearest audience. This is the last part of our today's Action Frames, Gramophone.
And here I'll introduce you some music from the film Gone Girl, which is separated into thriller and suspense. It was not a scary one, but after watching, you might feel a little intimidated. What's more, you can't stop thinking about yourself, your love, your marriage, and your life compared with the film. In everyday life, sometimes we have to pretend to be another person who's different, even opposite to ourselves, to make others smile. The others, maybe students' teachers, maybe workers' bosses, maybe men's wives, and maybe women's husbands.We want to be ourselves, but at the same time, we're afraid of exposing our inner self. Will the real me make everybody satisfied? And if we pretend, will we be considered as full of deceit? If you feel despairing, and if there's no more choices, well, I suggest you could just be the bad one, just like you.Delight, rather light that makes you hear carefully. Nevertheless, little delight may have you feel very unhappy and think, why? Why do I still feel uncomfortable when faced with this kind of light music? Perhaps you have to find the answer in film. And the next clip, also the last clip, would be the end of our program. The style of this music, similar to the former one, light and slight but lack of delight, the name of which is Like Home.I suggest you close your eyes, and you may see a man who was boy once came to a place after a long trip far away from home. In his brain, that place would be like home. Warm, great, delightful, really satisfying and really close to heart. But gradually, you will discover that the place is an inferno filled with sadness and tragedies. Then happiness is gone, and you're already immersed into the sadness. What miraculous music!Is getting to the end. Thank you for your listening. That's all for today's Action Frames from Radio Theatre English. Please finish listening to the music before you turn off your radio. And finish.
Cast for today. Producer.
Bai Nong, Fino.
Anchor.
Xie Hongzhou, Clement.
Zhang Ran, Trista.
Journalist.
常绪文 Gabriella.
陈布里 Charles.
罗仪 Cynic.
李克贤 James.
郎玉琴 Chloe.
王思源 Becky.
熊浩洋 Sean.
钟威阳 Leon.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。